This is HPR episode 2295 entitled MX Linux, and is part of the series Hardware Upgrades. It is hosted by Tony Humacker, Tony H1212, and is about 9 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is: show about my latest Linux distro find.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi there to all in HPR land, this is Tony Hughes in the UK back with you. I noticed that the queue has a couple of gaps in the next week or so here goes again. Apart from my last show, I've recently done shows on current Linux distros that are suitable for older hardware but with a modern look and feel and fully featured with the latest software available. As you've probably gathered by now, if you've listened to the other shows, I'm a big fan of Lenovo older laptops. My main Lenovo is an X230i i3 with a 2.5GB CPU and an 8GB of RAM and 120GB SSD. This previously had Linux Mint 17.3 running on it, and after running Mint 18 and upgrade to 18.1 for several months on my desktop, I decided to upgrade to 18.1 on the X230i. I completed the install on the and on the first boot after install, the boot time for some reason had risen to about 40 seconds to over 2 minutes. I suspected at the time that it might have been a problem with the install, so I had another go, as you do, but with the same result. I had a quick Google around and couldn't find any issues reported on the net, so resorted to installing Linux Lite, which based on Ubuntu 16.04 as is Mint 18, but the problem persisted after the install. Despite having the Lenovo X61S's with SSDs installed with Linux Lite and their boot time being around the 40-50 second mark with the same distro, so I couldn't understand the problem. So I had another look on the web, but still couldn't find any reports on this issue with the X230i. So put a post on one of the Facebook communities that I'm on out there, so to have a look, see if they'd had any problems. The Facebook community concerned is called Distro Hoppers, and I got a response back from one member to try a distro called MX16. So I went online, had a look, typed in MX16 and got their web page, and found out that it's a joint venture from the Anti-X and former Memphis communities, and it's based on Debian Stable, which is Jesse, and has the XFCE desktop environment, which actually I quite like. So downloaded it, and rather than putting it straight onto the Lenovo, decided to install it into a virtual PC using VirtualBox to see what it looked like and felt like. The install's fairly user friendly, although one of the problems I have with it, if you're a new user, you might have a bit of an issue when it comes to asking you where to load the master boot record or MBR. Because if you don't understand those terms and what it's about, you might not know where to put it. But apart from that, it's a fairly straightforward install. On install, there's a fairly good selection of software that you'd need, including a full install of LibreOffice. You get Firefox, Thunderbird, the GIMP, and for adding any software that you can't find that isn't currently installed, you've got Synaptic Package Manager to install stuff from the repos. MX have also included the ability to install codecs fairly simply. They have a welcome screen that comes up, and it asks you if you want to, on that screen, if you want to install additional codecs. And when you press on that, you get the codecs options, and you also get options to install video drivers and stuff if you've got a specialist video card installed. There's also they've got their own kind of package manager, more of a software center, that you can install some of the popular applications that you might want to, and again you can access that from the welcome screen. If you've disabled that, you can access it from the menu. It's easy, you just type welcome into the search and it comes up with the welcome screen. When I was installing it on the virtual machine, I checked out GParty to see what the install had come up to, and I'd only created an 8 gig hard drive, and on install and update, GParty reports using about 4.6 gig after install. And by default, it only installs a 1 gig swap, despite the VM having 2 gig of RAM allocated in VirtualBox. So that's quite good. It bodes well for older hardware with smaller hard drives and less RAM, etc. So that's good to know. Anyway, I like the look of it. I decided to give it a go on the X230i. The install went okay, and lo and behold, boot after install was back to around 40 seconds. So I've updated the install, installed the packages that aren't in there by default that I use, things like Audacity, Scratch, and a couple of other things. And I've also installed it onto the X61Ss that I use that did have Linux Lite on it, but I like the look and the feel of this quite a little bit better than Linux Lite, and it does work just as well on those. So I've been using it and it works flawlessly. I'm really happy. Since I installed MX, I found out from a member of the Makerspace lug that I go to that he'd experienced the same problems with Ubuntu 16.04 based systems. And when he'd installed them, they'd crippled the SSD boot time. So it isn't something that's unknown, although I couldn't find anything about it on the internet. Anyway, I like MX. So when it comes to reinstalling the old desktop I've got here, which is quite a powerful bit of kit, currently running Mint 18.1, like I said, it's the only PC that I don't constantly change the OS on, because I like to have at least one stable PC around the house. But I think I'm probably going to go over to MX on it if I don't have any major problems with it over the next year or so, when it comes time to reinstalling it in a couple of years' time. As I say, it's quite a big deal for me, because I've been a Mint user for over 5 years, and I quite regularly make a little donation to them, because of the fact that I've used it quite a lot, and it's been my main go-to OS for installing on machines for other people that have asked me to install Linux for them. So I'll probably continue to do that for other people, because I know the OS and I know it's really faultless as far as working for new users. But for my own use, I might go over to MX full time on my desktop as well. Will MX stop me distro hopping? No chance. I like trying out new things. That's why I've got the number of laptops kicking around that I have, you know, so I've got spare hardware to try new Linux stuff. But it's still good to have something stable around when you need it, hence sticking with Mint for so long on the desktop. Anyway, thought I'd give you an update and fill a slot for the show queue, but so it's goodbye from me, Tony Hughes in Blackpool in the UK, and hopefully speak to you again soon. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.